This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation. Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planning guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
First of all, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 738 and three quarter, up 3 1/4. May wheat trading at 746, up 2 1/2. March corn trading at 696, that's up 1/2. May corn trading at 694, up 1/2. March soybeans trading at 1419 1/4, down 3 3/4. May beans trading at 1409. That's down 4 1/2. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 735 1/2, up 3 1/2. May wheat ended at 743 1/2, up 4. July wheat ended at 745 3/4, up 4 1/2. March corn yesterday ended at 695 1/2, down 3/4. May corn ended at 693 1/2, down 2. July corn ended at 683 1/4, down 3 3/4. March soybeans yesterday ended at 1423, up 2 1/4. May beans ended at 1413 1/2, up 4. July beans ended at 1404 3/4, up 3 3/4. March soybean meal yesterday ended at 408.10, down 22. May meal ended at 407.70, down 18. July meal ended at 403.70, down 12. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 51.66, up 56. May oil ended at 52.09, up 55. July oil ended at 52.39, up 54. March oats yesterday ended at 380, that's up 2 1/4. May oats ended at 371 3/4, up 2. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with soybeans and wheat mostly higher and corn closing slightly lower. Export interest in wheat helped to lift wheat values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 688 to 704. Soybean bids also ended mixed at 1399 to 1417. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to a penny higher at 694 to 714. Soybeans were up 2 to 4 cents at 1427 to 1438. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 1 cent lower at 690 to 721. Soybeans up 2 cents at 1428 to 1449, and wheat prices gained 4 cents on Wednesday at 731 to 751. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids gained 2 cents at 1449 to 1463. Basis ended steady, ranging from 26 to 40 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis, $2.20 lower on Wednesday to range from 418.10 to 426.10. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 1-3 at 7.10 to 7.30, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 15-35 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids a penny lower at 7.03 to 7.12. Basis ended steady, range from 8-17 over the March. Soybeans gained 2 cents at 14.41 to 14.47, with basis steady, range from 18-24 over the March. And new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery gained 4-5 cents at 7.24 to 7.36, with basis steady at 22-10 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place our producer corn bids steady to 3 cents better at 7.11 to 7.12. These same elevators place their soybean prices mixed, with quotations at 14.53 to 14.61. Soft wheat up 4 at 7.75 to 7.76, while Milo ended steady at $7 to 7.01. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Bids from country elevators to producers in northern and western Illinois range from 524 to 537 for corn, new crop beans at 1225 to 1241. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 527 up to 543, new crop beans at 1232 to 1248, and in the southern part of the state, new crop corn at 524 to 549, new crop beans at 1240 to 1259, and the new crop wheat in southern Illinois range from 704 up to 723. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, February hogs ended at 87.47, up 22. April hogs ended at 85.80, down 20. May hogs ended at 93.40, up a dime. February cattle yesterday ended at 125.50, down 55. April cattle ended at 129.40, down 55. June cattle ended at 124.90, down 77. March feeder cattle yesterday ended at 141.35, down $1.90. April feeders ended at 144.95, down 220. May feeders ended at 147.67, down 237. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 49 cents higher, and calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 73.50 to 85, with the weighted average carcass price of 84.25. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady, and beginning with the U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds, they were 38 to 42. The 4 to 5 weights 40 to 45, 5 to 550 at 46 to 47, and 550 and up 46 to 50. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded steady, ranging from 55 to 59. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 15,288 head. And from the Fairview Sale Barn for February 12th, they had receipts of 138 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 124.75 to 128.75. Slaughter heifers, 122 to 129. Slaughter cows, starting with the breakers, 75 to 80. Boners were 69 to 71.50. And the leans were 62. From the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, they had receipts of 325 head. And compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 124 to 128. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 113 to 118. Choice slaughter heifers, 124 to 128. And onto the slaughter cows, they had some premiums at 90.50 to 92.50. Breakers at 88.50. Boners were 79 to 84.50. And the leans at 69 to 73. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 136 to 140. 6 to 7 weights, 122 to 131, and the 7 to 8 weights at 120 to 125. Feeder heifers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 130 to 135, and the 5 to 6 weights at 121 to 124. From the Greenville Livestock Auction, They had receipts of 481 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $1.50 lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 122.50 to 127.50, and choice slaughter heifers were bringing 122.50 to 124.50. United Producers Weekly Hay Auction in Shelbyville for February 12th, they had 299 bales. And starting with the alfalfa, good quality, was bringing 550. Mixed grass, good quality, ranged from 3 to 475. And fair quality sold at 250. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 123 to 127. And on a dress basis, 196 to 197. Heifers on a live basis traded at 123. From National Carlot Pork Report, trading was moderate with moderate demand, mostly light demand, and to heavy offerings. They traded 103 loads today, and calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $97.96, which was $2.68 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $183.68. which was 23 cents higher, and select carcasses were at 179.32, and that was 2 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Wednesday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000 compared to 119,000 for last week and 116,000 a year ago. The hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000 compared to 423,000 last week and 420,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 158 and 3 quarter, up 3 and a quarter. For block cheese, 167 and a half, up 1 and 1 half. For barrel cheese, 163, up a nickel. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Wednesday, 1723. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $7.05, and for March, $7.12. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $6.97, and for March, $7.04. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $14.32, and for March, $14.25. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.42. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices, once again, corn at Greenfield, $7.05, corn at Scottville, $6.97, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.32, and wheat at Scottville, $7.42. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning. Right now, color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit ctemi.com. Service starts here.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the upper 40s with west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, cloudy skies, scattered flurries possible, low temperatures in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, Friday, cloudy skies and colder with scattered flurries possible, high temperatures in the low 30s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy skies with a chance of rain or snow on Monday. Low temperatures in the low 20s, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Right now at the Weather Center, South winds at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature, 34 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. On Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. Last week's supply and demand report showed soybean stocks lower than the previous month's report. Arlen did not agree.
Yeah, and they should be down a lot more, but they simply can't be. Historically, the cash market has not allowed supplies to get much below a 5% stocks-to-use ratio, that's just what we need for the supply pipeline to function. USDA already has them down at a record low 4% stocks-to-use ratio. They simply couldn't go any lower. But the trade, not really grasping or understanding that, was disappointed that USDA did not increase its export target, even though we're exporting far more than what the pace is right now, far more than what it should be necessary in order to hit USDA's target. We're currently on pace to hit USDA's target for the marketing year that ends August 31st by mid-April. USDA didn't increase the target because that would have drawn stocks lower than what is possible, and USDA failed to cut Argentine production estimates as much as was expected. So the trade is saying, oh, we got a big Brazilian crop. USDA has said that we're going to have enough supplies, so therefore the rally is over. Let's move our money elsewhere and go on to the next story. So basically they've been liquidating soybeans, even though the fundamentals themselves really haven't changed that much.
Getting back to corn, they're still projecting acreages of up to 100 million for the corn crop this year. Are you still sticking with your projection of 97 million?
Yeah, it's interesting. The 10-year baseline projections from USDA put them at 96 million, although those numbers were really developed last fall. I'm at 97 million, as you said. I think it really comes down to April and the early May weather, the first half of May. If the conditions are good for planting the crop, then we'll probably be close to 99 to 100 million acres. If the conditions are not conducive for planting the crop, then we'll probably be something less than 97. Those last few million acres swing back and forth based on planting conditions, really at planting time. But the real number is going to be what the yield is this year. USDA's 10-year baseline projection says 163.5. I've been using 159. I think I'm probably a more realistic number when you look at the growing conditions. Well, I can't say growing conditions yet, but soil profile, moisture levels across the Midwest, more ample in the east, very, very dry in the west. You put that all together, you look at past years, probably a better number to use right now is somewhere around 155 to 157. Even that kind of number, though, would probably see us raise stocks next year above a billion bushels, and the market would take a big sigh of relief. However, if the drought spreads again, then all of a sudden we're in a tight situation, and we see higher prices. So yield is going to make the biggest influence this year.
And that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good has written an article on corn consumption. Todd Gleason reports the Illinois number cruncher believes the commodity markets have mistakenly put too much emphasis on low corn yields in the coming year as it relates to available supply.
Honestly, what that means is that Daryl Good thinks the price of new crop corn is too high.
New crop corn prices likely still reflect too much yield risk.
The price of new crop corn is too high, Good says, because the trade is making too much of the dry weather conditions in the western United States.
Those prices are being supported by ongoing concerns about drought conditions in the western and plain states. These conditions are of concern, but have little influence on yield potential and little correlation to next summer's weather. If corn yields are low again in 2013, it will be due to poor summer weather, not to current moisture conditions.
Well, given a normal start, or even a close to normal start to the growing season in the Midwest, prices will move lower. And that's already reflected in the widening cash basis for fall bid, says Good. So, new crop corn is overpriced, at least at the moment. Old crop corn is, however, working with a wholly different set of fundamentals. The price of old crop corn, unlike new crop corn, which is pointed squarely at supply, is moving in context with demand. Here's the short version. Livestock demand for feed ingredients has dwindled, but the use of corn directly by the sector may not be off as sharply as expected because ethanol production has slowed. Livestock may turn back to corn to fill the feed ingredient gap left as ethanol co-product availability slips. That's probably a toss-up for demand and leaves just exports to hold old crop corn prices higher. Those are running at a 43-year low, says Darrell Good.
Taken together, the pace of current and expected corn consumption appears to be rapid enough to provide support for old crop prices for several more weeks.
However, if corn prices are to rally much, Good says higher prices would only come on the heels of an increase in the export pace or very serious concerns about the size of the South American corn crop. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The 2013 Cattle Industry Convention wrapped up last week, and as Tony St. James reports on a special couple that made an appearance.
As you can imagine, our last couple years have been very normal. Our last 24 hours have been very normal. We obviously went to the Super Bowl, and if anybody's from Denver, New England, or Indianapolis, or San Francisco, too frickin' bad.
Sean Toohey speaking to a packed house in Tampa at the Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show. Toohey, portrayed in the movie The Blind Side, is the father of NFL player Michael Orr of the Baltimore Ravens.
I mean, I'm in the taco business. What do I know about brain surgery? Now, you folks... It said National Cattlemen's. I said, sign me up, and I want a big freaking tractor going home with me.
Sean and Leanne Toohey challenged the crowd.
I could go anywhere in this place, and I guarantee you I could find a story, two, three, 50 times better than others. 50 times better than others. So let me set you up for the takeaway. This isn't about us. This isn't about who we are or what we did, and it's certainly not unique. We happen to be the name on it. I can guarantee you, in this part of America, I can guarantee you, there's so many of you doing some wonderful things. So never do we want you to look up there and go, well, sure, they had a book and a movie and, you know, Super Bowl. I can't do that kind of stuff. I can't make a difference. Well, look to the person next to you. There's a chance that the person next to you is probably doing something 50 times better than what we did. So yes, you can make a difference. And before we're done, I know this is going to be shocking. My wife will challenge you to do that. And she'll take your name.
Well, you know, it's funny because we...
And she will haunt you.
No.
Though the Toohey's like to laugh about some of the funny parts.
But you know what's not funny? About 18 months earlier, Michael was 20 days from falling through the cracks, never to be heard from again. His high school was about to kick him out. He'd been to 11 schools in 9 years. The gangs had already picked him to be the bodyguard because of his size. Gang life expectancy for the bodyguard is about 2 years. That was 11 years ago, I guess, something like that. So he'd have been dead 9 years ago. Pay attention, because here's one of your takeaways. If the most obvious success story walking the streets of Memphis can fall through the cracks, imagine who gets left behind. Kept us up many nights after that. How many people do you walk by and value? Think how many people value you. Well, you know, he's got blue jeans that aren't straight. Got a hat that doesn't look like a baseball hat. He can't be real smart. She can't be real smart. You know, we do it too, though. People walk past that kid every day. He walked the street from the bus stop to the school. 30,000 cars drove by him every day. Didn't care if he was alive or dead. He had fallen dead on that sidewalk that day when we met him. They wouldn't have found who to tell, wouldn't have found someone to care. We do it. Don't. You don't know that person. If you get to know that person, you may be able to change their life a little bit. And that's what we're telling. It doesn't take adopting, right? I mean, you don't have to go out and cure cancer. How about if you smile at somebody that's holding the door for you at a hotel? You could change their whole day.
From Tampa, I'm Tony St. James.
6:32 on this Thursday morning from WSMI FM 106. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. March wheat now trading at 7:37 1/4, up 1 3/4. May wheat trading at 7:45, up 1 1/2. March corn trading at 6:95 1/4, down 1/4. May corn trading at 6:93 3/4, up 1/4. March soybeans trading at 14:19 1/4, down 3 3/4. May beans trading at 14:09 1/4, down 4 1/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.